Carmelo Raffaele owns Messina Restaurant and Lounge in Saukville, Wisconsin. He says he doesn't want to brag, but his food's pretty good. Most of his business comes from satisfied customers who come back again for more. Raffaele is also allowed to serve them beer and wine, but he doesn't have the kind of license it takes to serve liquor. Raffaele says that means his customers head down the road instead of sticking around at his place after they eat.
We're in Wisconsin. People enjoy the before dinner, the glass of wine, and the after dinner cocktail.
Raffaele supports a plan by lawmakers from both parties that would exempt restaurants like his from the limit on the number of liquor licenses a city or town can issue. But Tavern League of Wisconsin director Pete Madlin says that ends up hurting his members because it devalues the liquor licenses they already have. Madlin says it would give an unfair advantage to restaurant owners.
They bought a restaurant. They knew what they bought when they bought it. So all of a sudden, a restaurant, all of a sudden, gee whiz, I wish I could have liquor. Well, if you wanted that, then they should have bought a place with a liquor license. And believe me, there's plenty of them for sale.
Madlin says it's not like there's a shortage on liquor licenses in Wisconsin, which he says has more licenses per capita than any state in the nation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.